You all have heard the story of the Wabash Cannonball, as she glides along the woodland where the rippling waters fall. But there's a little story that I would like to tell. I once took an excursion on the train we love so well. I climbed aboard in Memphis, we were headed for the south. Soon we were doing 90, and my heart was in my mouth. I said to the conductor, why this ain't fast at all. He said, you'll soon be flying on the Wabash Cannonball. Young Tom and Mary Wilson, they got aboard at noon. You didn't have to tell me they were on their honeymoon. She nagged him and she scolded and she sat right down and bawled. He jumped and left her stranded on the Wabash Cannonball. Up stepped the man from Dallas with great big diamond rings. You could tell he had some money and lots of other things. He took the boys at poker and the dice began to fall. By morning he owned everything but the Wabash Cannonball. One night the train was raided and we were scared to death. They took the people's money while we stood and held our breath. I had a brand new wristwatch and boy was I afraid. Now when I want to tell the time I have to be X-rayed. I met a fair young lady, I thought she was alone. But once we got acquainted, I met her chaperone. She said, this is my husband, I said, I'll see you all. I'll swear I'll never ride again on the Wabash Cannonball.